Learning Masechtas Megillah Daf Tesem and Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Yedayim. Our Mishnah says, "Eimed svarim l'tfilin u'mezuzis, el she svarim nechtavim b'chol ashen, tfilin u'mezuzis ein nechtavis el ashuris. Tanakama holds that svarim nechta b'chol ashen, tfilin u'mezuzis ni dafka l'ashen kaidish. B'shem Mil Eimer, af svarim l'tir sheichtu v'al yivanis. B'shem Mil says that svarim not nechta b'chol ashen, the only other lashon you could use is Yevanis. That's our Mishnah. And the Mishnah Yedayim, which the Gemara brings in Menu, Mikra Shekas of Targum, V'Targum Shekas of Mikra V'Ksav Ivi, Eine B'Tam V'Tzi Yedayim, At Shech Nevenu V'Ksav V'Shur El Sefer B'Diyot. That in order for a Sefer to be called B'Tam V'Tzi Yedayim, it has to be written Ashur El Sefer B'Diyot, which means both the Ksav has to be Ksav V'Shur, and the lashon has to be lashon Ashur, can't be lashon Targum. Is the Shailam, according to the Rabbanan, the Sarin could be B'chol lashon. And according to Shimon ben Gamliel, Al Kopanim, Svarim could be Balashin Yevani, and this says it has to be Dafka Ashuri al Sefer B'Diyai. So Gemara has two Terutzim. The first Terutz is that Mishnah is talking about Megillah, and Megillah is different because it has Ksav v'Chol Shainim. And the second Terutz is that Mishnah is talking about Shai Svarim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which holds that the only Heter of Yevani is by Sefer Torah, not by Shai Svarim. So in this year we're going to discuss the Terutz of Megillah. And there are really two tesis in that discusses it. The first tesis is actually written on Daf Chesem and Beis, which tesis says the maskan of the Gemara and asks the Kashi gives a teretz. And the second tesis is on Tesem and Aleph on the Gemara's teretz, Kam Megillah Kam B'Shai Svar. So the first tesis asks the following Kashi. We say that by Megillah, it's not Matam Me'yasi Adayim until it's written Ashuris, and the reason is because it says the Pasuk Echsam V'chol Shayna. In fact, tesis, but we say later in the second parak, the Mishnah says that Kara Laz Layasa Vakarnais Lulayazes Balaz Valayashisham Ashur Yatsa, and the Brisa says that if you are reading it in a foreign language to people who know the foreign language, Giftis the Giftim, Ilmus the Ilmim, so then you are Yatsa. So what's the Shap and Megillah? It's not Metameis Yadayim until it's Ashuris Midyai, even though it doesn't work for everyone, but at least it works for the people who know that language. So why is it Matami Sidaim? It's Nidna Likris Lukasev, Bechalashin Shemakirim Bam. People who know the language could write it there, so why isn't that enough to make it Matami Sidaim? As a fact, Taisus Akasha. Emphatesis, since it's only Kasha for the people who know the language, and it's not Kasha for anyone else, the halacha is that it's not Matami Sidaim. That's Taisus Yisait. And the Rashi and the Ritva say the same thing. The Rashi's lashon is kaven she'ena nechtavis kehilchasa shteiroi lotzis b'hakol yidei chavasim ena ruv matamis yadayim. It's not written in the proper way that everyone could be yitzam. It can't be matamis yadayim. The Dvorah says such a lashon shen deidach lechashivin lemefik buela makirim bulvad. Other lashon is only the makirim yitzu with it. Tanim esin she matamis yadayim legila ashuris sheichashuv lotzis haitzu b'adam kol chavasei ashuris everyone's yitzu with. Laz only the Makir Mayetsu with, Shazelavaz Keshuva Shinichtavis Kelchasa. I'm not 100% clear what's the pshad that if everyone could be Yetsu with it, it's Matam Misidayim, but if only the Makirim could be Yetsu, it's not Matam Misidayim. It's more of an official Sefer, that's what it sounds like. Because that's smart, the Xerius of Matam Misidayim was written, if the Sefer is a good Sefer for everybody, if it's only for the Makirim, doesn't have the Cheshivas of a Sefer that they will make Matam Misidayim. There's a Gevaldik Ishtikel from the Brisky Rav on the Inyan. Now, Bechlali wants to tell him that there's two dinim in Ksivis Megillah. First of all, Megillah is Bechal Kisvei Kaidish. Like it says in Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Yedalet, Sidrin Shel Ksuvim, and one of them is Megillah Esther, the Neil of Megillah Esther. So part of the Ksuvim, part of the Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, one of them is Megillah. We had a sugya earlier in Daf Zayin Amin Aleph, if Esther is Matam Yisidayim, we pass in Esther's Matam Yisidayim. Because Bechal Kisvei Kaidish, Nazay is a psak in the Rambam, Hilcha Sharav Visatum, and Perek Tes Alachavav. But besides for the din of Kisvei Kaidish, you have it in your library of Kisvei Kaidish, is also a din Ksivis Megillah. To be Eitz of the Chavis Megillah. Now sometimes you find dinim that a miyuchiv and Kriyas Megillah, like Sirtut, there's other dinim we'll have later in the Masechta. And the Brisker Rav holds this Pashit, that let's say he wrote it in a, let's say the extra dinim we have by Megillah, more than other Kisvei Kaidish you didn't have. You learn that from Megillah, you need these dinim. It's Nikra Sefer, it's Nikra Yigeris, we have a whole Gemara later. If it's missing those dinim that are Miuchif and Megillah, he also still would stay the same Kisvei Kaidish. You have your library of Kisvei Kodesh, all the Sifrei Kodesh, and your Megillah is written the way the other Kisvei Kodesh are written. You can't be Yetzer Megillah because it doesn't have the dinim that are specific for Megillah. But it's still the same Kisvei Kodesh. It will still be Metamis Yadayim, would have the same Kedushas Kisvei Kodesh. It's just missing the Dink Sivis Megillah. As I said, Tainit Rav, that's Mamish Pashit. That Rav wanted Mechadesh a little bit more. That you can have a Tairis Sivis Megillah even if it's not a Kisvei Kodesh. Let's say it doesn't have the dinim of Kisvei Kodesh. It's still possible for it to be Megillah because it's two dinim. There's a din, it's a Kisvei Kodesh. There's a din, the Mitzvah's Megillah, but the Chayvah's Kriya's Megillah, it shouldn't be Kriya Valpeh. So you could have a case, and it goes into certain dinim in the Shtickle, but you can have a case where it have a din Megillah, the Negei and the Chayvah's Kriya's Megillah, but it won't have a din Kisvei Kodesh. And it brings a riot. The Gemara later in Daf Yates brings a riot if it's Ksuva Psalm or Besikra, if it's written without Diyai, it's written with red ink, or other type of inks that are not Kasher for Kisvei Kodesh, or it's written on a Nayev, on a Diftera, it's written on paper, or on unprocessed parchment, you're not Yetza. It has to be Ksuva Al HaSeifa B'Diyai. So Gemara says Kasher Menani Mili. The Gemara says, you'll learn Ksiva Ksiva. It says by Megillah V'Tichtei Vestek, it says by Baruch Meneria, the Pi Yikaris Advarim Me'elav, and Yikaisav Al HaSeifa B'Diyai. Just like that Ksiva is Sefer, which means parchment and Diyai, and proper ink. So Megillah also has to be Sefer U'B'Diyai, parchment and proper ink. So effective B'Skirav, it's a din by all Kisvei Kodesh. This Zerish Shav is Dafka by Megillah, V'Tichtei Vestek. But the din of Sefer and Diyai is in all Kisvei Kodesh. All Kisvei Kodesh are not Metameis Yadayim unless it's written Al Sefer B'Diyai. So Chayyim state in them that even if it wouldn't be Kisvei Kodesh, but if it wouldn't be for this Bezundera Din by Megillah, so then you would say that it's Taka Kasha for Kriyas Megillah, because that's a Tzveta Din. And merely you need a Pasuk to tell you not Yetzer of Kriyas Megillah for Sefer Diyai. That's clear that it can't be Kisvei Kodesh that's Sefer Diyai. That we know before this Limud. But you would think, okay, so it can't be in the Kisvei Kodesh. Ba'akapanim Kiyetzer the Chayyim Megillah with that Sefer Diyai. So we need another Limud that you're not Yetzer Chayvus Megillah with that Sefer Diyai. L'chayr in dem state that you could have a Ksivus Megillah even if it's not a Kisvei Kodesh. So he brings what he felt was a very good raya from the Ritva earlier. We discussed this earlier in Dav Zayin. The Gemara says that Shmuel said that Esther ain't a Matamis Yadayim. So it means not B'chal Kisvei Kodesh. In fact, the Gemara, Shmuel said Esther B'chal Kodesh Nemra. So the Gemara says, Nemra Likris and Nemra Lichdayif. So the Ritva says that Nemra Likris means that the Ksiv is a thing Ksiv is Megillah. It's from Tekonis HaShem Knesset Gdela. It's not Kakari Alpen. But it's still not B'chal Kisvei Kodesh. It's not Matam Yisidayim. So the Ritva state first is a Ksiv is Megillah, which is not Kisvei Kodesh. Even if Megillah B'chal is not Kisvei Kodesh, it's a thing Ksiv is Megillah. He says, even Taisus is moving that way. Taisus the Ksiv is Midar Abana. So Vaisus is not Kisvei Kodesh, but thing Ksiv Midar Abana. It's not B'chal Kisvei Kodesh. But there's still a Ding Ksiva Min Arabana. Vaisus is a Ding Ksivas Megillah that has nothing to do with the Din of Kisvei Kodesh. Tainit the Rav is a great Sariah, L'chaya, Ksasi Yesh Litchais, that if Megillah is not part of the Kisvei Kodesh, then it's Pashit that whatever the Ksivas Megillah is not a Din of Kisvei Kodesh. It still doesn't show you that if Megillah is part of the Kisvei Kodesh, that there still will remain a Ding Ksivas Megillah, which is not a Ding Ksivas Kisvei Kodesh. But Akabonim, that's the Raya the Rav brings. So Zagdibiskirav, with this alone, we can answer Taisus Kasha. Taisus asks the Kasha, how could we say that this Mishnah Yadayim says, is going by Megillah, and it says, it's Einim Metamis Yadayim, Ad Sheikhtav Savashur Sal Sefer B'Diyai, I we see by Megillah, works Giftis L'Giftim. So we can start answer like this. The din of Giftis L'Giftim, the din that the Megillah that's written in other languages works if people understand the languages, it's not from the din of Ksiva of Kisvei Kodesh. Kisvei Kodesh, it can't be a chilik between if you do understand or don't understand. I mean, either it is Kisvei Kodesh or it's not. So, Vaisdais, for Kisvei Kodesh, you attack and need Lashon Kodesh. The din of Giftis L'Giftim is an Ayik Ksivas Megillah, which doesn't work with Kisvei Kodesh. It's just the Ksiva to be Yesir Achayvis Megillah. So, Mela won't be Metam Yisiyadayim. So, Taisus says, this might be what Taisus means, Gufa. When Taisus says, could be he means that the Gabi, if it would be Kisvei Kodesh, so then we know Chilti Makirim and Makirim. Since it only works the Makirim, Vaisis is only Ksivis Megillah, and for Ksivis Megillah, there's no Din Tumas Yadayim. Maybe that's what the Rajvat Va'usa mean, that a ksiva shaloike hilchasa is not chashiv, it means a ksiva is not b'chal ksivas kisvikaydish. If it would be b'chal ksivas kisvikaydish, it would work even for einam makirim. And we'll speak about this more when we get to the other tesis. Now the other tesis on the same teretz, tesis masal kam megillah kam b'shar svarim, he asked the following kasha. He asked, if you want to say that by shar svarim, the din is you don't need Ashura Salah Sefer B'diyai, but by Megillah you do. And that's what it says in this Mishnah Yedayim, which says it's calling a Braisa, that that by Megillah, that's not Metamiz Dayim at Shikht of Ashura Salah Sefer B'diyai. So he says, but who can is that sign this Braisa like? Who can is that sign the Mishnah Yedayim? If it goes like Derabbanan, that means Derabbanan agree that by Megillah it's not written B'shal HaShainas, so it should have said in the Mishnah, it should have put Megillah together with Tefillin and Mezuzahs. That you need Ashura Sal Sefer B'diyai. Sal Karchach the Rabbanim must hold that Megillah is not different and Megillah could be written in Ula Shemes. Elam, are you going to say it goes like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Rav Shimon Gamliel is Mati Yavanis. And if you're going to tell me it's only by Shai Svarim, but by Megillah, he's Maidi Nin Ashuris because it says Kachsavim, but Rav and Shmuel don't hold that way. Rav and Shmuel in the second parak say, the lies Yevani l'kol kasher, that the language of Yevani, that's muti even for the Einam Makir. And the Gemara says, Inu Dama Kev Shimming Amil. And the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? And the Gemara says, why did they just say Lach Kev Shimming Amil? So the Gemara says, could you think of Shimma is only by Shashram? And Megillah, since it says Kachsavim, he doesn't hold it, right? Kamash Malan, they even by Megillah he said it. So who is this price to go like? The Rabbanan? The Rabbanan hold Megillah could be in all the shyness. Otherwise, they would have put it together with Tefillin and Mezuzahs. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Rav and Shmuel told him Reb Shimon Gamliel says if only works by Megillah as well. Zog Taisus, you have to say that this Metaritz is arguing of Rav and Shmuel. This Metaritz holds that Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that Megillah can't be written in Yevanis because it says Kachsava. Like the Havman of the Gemara there, that if they would adjust the Lach Reb Shimon Gamliel, you wouldn't know Megillah because it says Kachsava. That's ground of what this Metaritz holds. So this Mataris is going to learn the Mishnah in Yadayim, specifically like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that holds that Svarim can read in Yevani, but not Megillah. Megillah has to be written in Ashur because it says Kachsava. And Rav and Shmuel will have to learn the Mishnah in Yadayim, like the second Taris of the Gemara, like Rav Ashi's Taris, so it goes like Rav Yehuda, that holds Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is only Mati Yevani by Sefer Torah and not by Shai Svarim. But Rav Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah is Mati by Shai Svarim, who would then by Megillah? That's Taisus Teretz. So, Kum this Taisus holds, according to this Teretz of the Gemara, that according to the Rabbanan, even Megillah is Nechnevis B'chaloshin, and the Teretz of the Gemara, specifically according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, not according to Rabban Shmuel, even Reb Shimon Gamliel, that Shar Svarim is Mutta only Yevanis, and Megillah even Yevanis not because it says Kachsav. So, now Achreinim, the Turi Evan, and the Pnei Yeshua, and the Tzvasemis, and others, ask two very stark Akashas on the Taisus. And it's based on the Taisus earlier. Taisus earlier said that if you have a halacha that it's only mutal makirim, the din is that it's not metame yadayim. So based on that, so when Taisus says that this Mishnah Yadayim would not go according to the Rabbanan, al karchach what Taisus has to mean that according to the Rabbanan, the Megillah will be mutal for everyone, not just giftus legifta. And Taisus medayik that from our Mishnah. The Baal the Mishnah doesn't include Megillah together with Tefillin and Mezuzahs. Vice Tais Megillah is not an exception from other Svarim. Now, if it would only be Mut the Giftus Legiftim, Taisus would hold this Einim Etam Yisiyadai. That's Taisus there, it's there. Taisus has a kasha, how could the same Megillah is not Metam Yisiyadai? Either is a Din Giftus Legiftim, it's Mut the Lemakirim. And Taisus, no, Mut the Lemakirim still would mean it's Einim Etam Yisiyadai. Now Taisus is saying that this doesn't shim with the Rabbanan. So it means you're telling me that according to the Rabbanan, it's Mudda L'Kayla. So Ibezei, you're back to another question. There is a Mishnah in Perek Sheni, and a Braisa there, that says that you could kaira l'loyezeis b'laz, v'loyez shesham ashur yatsa. The Braisa says, giftus l'giftim, ilmus l'ilmim is yaitza, but not if they don't know the Lashon. And it says that clearly Yevanis Yevanim as well. Now, who does that Braisa go like? Taisus is saying, according to the Rabbanan, Megillah is kasher for everyone. Because Taisus is insisting, according to the Rabbanan, it's Matam Mesiyadayim. And Taisus earlier said that if it's Matam Mesiyadayim, it means it's kasher for everyone. If it's only kasher for Makirim, it's not Matam Mesiyadayim. And according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rav and Shmuel hold Yevani is kosher for everyone. We have clearly a brisa that all the shinis, including Yevani, is only kosher lemekirim. Rav and Shmuel, who is that brisa like? Like their abundant is kasha for everyone, all the shinies. Like a Shimon Gamliel, at least Yevani is kasha for everyone. Since Al Karchach we have a brisa, and really a Mishnah in Perek Sheni, which says that all Yishla shinies, including Yevani, is only mutter lemakirim. And Taisus earlier said that stems with this brisa, this Mishnah in Yadayim, that says that it's not metame yasi Yadayim. So good. Rav and Shmuel behechach hold is such a tana. If you have a kasha, how does this teretz stem with Rav and Shmuel? According to Rav and Shmuel, there's no such tana that says the Megillah needs ashuris. Because according to the Rabbanan, all the shaynas are kasha. And according to Rav Shmuel, al kapanim yivani is kasha. But what do we do with the brisa in the second parak? What do we do with the mishnah in the second parak? This brisa, you could say, this mishnah yadayim is the second text, not talking about Megillah. But the mishnah in the second parak is talking about Megillah. And it says clearly, every single lashon is only mutal makirin. And you yourself said an afchaz chesem abeis, that means it's not metame yasi yadayim. So good, so we have such a tana. They have a kash that doesn't stem with the b'shem will and stem with the rabbanan. So you're not answering by saying that Rav and Shmuel are going to learn like the second text. What is Rav and Shmuel going to do with that price? That's one kash to ask. I'm all looking at kash on thesis. Second kash to ask is like this. If Vinishvi, you're saying that according to the rabbanan, there's no drosh of kachzava. Because you have a deek in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ein bein svarim l'tfilin u'mezuzis, ela shesvarim l'chtav m'chaloshim tfilin u'mezuzis en chnev l'alashuri." And it doesn't say Megillah. Vayishas Megillah is just like every other sefer nichtav b'chaloshim. So the Rabbanan don't dash in k'ksavim. Where did you get the Rav Shimon Gamliel dash in k'ksavim? There's no shum renders in anything Rav Shimon Gamliel says that he dash in k'ksavim. So if you're saying that this brisa, this Mishnah in Yadayim, can't be the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan don't dash in k'ksavim. So where did you get the Shimon Gamliel dash in k'ksavim? You don't find such a machlekes in Rav Shimon Gamliel. You find one machlekes in Rav Shimon Gamliel. If svarim nechtavim b'chal lashin, or just lashin yivani. But if Megillah is an exception, if the Rabbanan holds it's not an exception, where are we getting Rav Shimon Gamliel holds it's an exception? How being mechanish a new machlekes Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan, there's no remnant of Rav Shimon Gamliel to such a thing. Vayta apela. So the achrayim will learn. But they all learn like this. That this Mishnah here in Yadayim, this Braisa, goes like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold of Kachsavim. Kachsavim state that even though there's a din that Svarim and Nichta B'chalashim, Megillah is an exception. Megillah is only written in a language either in Lashon Ashuri or a language that you understand. And when it's written, and since it's only Mutta for those who understand it, so Memelah, like Taisha said earlier, it's not Matam Yisya Yadayim. So this Terence, Taisus says this teretz is only like Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rabbanan, it's mutter for everything. No, this teretz is like the Rabbanan. And Kachsavim says that it's not mutter for anyone who doesn't understand it, and because of that, it's not metame yasi yadayim. What about Rav Shimon Gamliel? So if you hold like Rav and Shmuel, so it won't go like Rav Shimon Gamliel, because Rav and Shmuel hold the Yevani is different. But where do we get this machlokes Rav and Shmuel that according to the Rabbanan, there's a drash of Kachsavim according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, not? That the teretz is, because according to Rabbanan, Yevani is the same as any other language. And they darish in kachsavim, which tells you that if you don't understand, if you're saying it in a foreign language, and you don't understand the language, not yetze, you need kachsavim. You need either understand the language or lashon ashuri. But according to Shimon Gamliel, that holds that Yevani is a good language for Sifrei Kodesh, so kumdes Yevani is kachsavim. It's the same as ashuri. So now you have to tzadim. The Gemara there has a havim and a no. Even Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Yevani is not kiksavim. Rav and Shmuel holds Yevani is kiksavim. If you hold not like Rav and Shmuel, so go like Shimon Gamliel also. And Megillah's exception says kiksavim. Either need Ashuri, either need Lashon Kodesh, or you need a language you understand. That's what kiksavim means. It has to be your language. What's the Jewish language? Ashuri is the Jewish language, and the language you understand is your language. But Rav and Shmuel hold no. Since Yevani, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, is good for Kisra Kodesh, where all of the Shainas are not, so it's Kiksavim. That's Kiksavim. But either way, the Mishnah certainly could be like the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan Zichadash and Kiksavim, and Shiloh from Shimon Gamliel Kadash and Kiksavim, because maybe other Shainas anyway holds is no good. And Yevani, he holds his Kiksavim. So that's a Shiloh. But the Rabbanan Zichadash and Kiksavim, And that's why it's only mutter for mekayim, and that's why it's not mitam misidayim, and everything stems perfectly. Aye, what about Taisa's diuk? Then why didn't the Rabbanan also say, ain't bein svarim l'tfilin u'mezuzis, why didn't they include Megillah? The Teretz is, the Mishnah's not clear about mitam misidayim. The Mishnah's talking about the din ksiva. By Megillah, there is a din ksiva. It's just not mitam misidayim, it's only good l'makirim. So it didn't want to put Megillah together with Tefillin and Mezuzahs with the Bechol no Din Ksiva B'Shai L'Shainis. But Megillah Al-Kopanim is a Din Ksiva for Makirim. But Lamaisa, the other Mishnah Shnims, because by Megillah, even though there is a Din Ksiva for Makirim, but since it's only for Makirim, it's not Matam Yisidayim. So the other Mishnah, the Mishnah Yisidayim, that says, Eina Matam Yisidayim HaShikta V'Shuris is going to Megillah, that stems with the Chachamim, because the Din Ksiva is only for give this the gift him. So everything's fine. But Taisus, it says not that way. So Taisus somehow in a diuk in that Mishnah, that the din Megillah by Kismet Kedesh was the regular din, it's matam misidayim, and it's good for everyone. And according to Rav Shmuel, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Yevani's good for everyone. So what are we going to do with the Mishnah in the second parak that says clearly there is a Tana, the Rabbanan of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that holds that all the Shainis, including Yevani, are only good for Makirim? And also, if they're abundant, don't dash in Kiksavim. So where did the Gemara get there if Shimon will dash in Kiksavim? Where do we mechanish a new Tana? That's Achreinim's Kasha and Taisus. So what's Pshat in the Taisus? So Rabbi Kivega says in Pshat that the two Taisus don't stem together. They argue on each other. A little bit schwer to have two Taisus and pretty much next to each other arguing on each other. But it's interesting because both Taisus are going on the same Gemara. Maybe one of them is some Gilyan Taisus. Some tesis which is not from the not sure, but that's what Kveikin wants to say. It's in Chas Chuvis Madura Tinyana Sim Kufim Tes, that they're arguing on each other. They're two Mahalchim and tesis. The tesis early is Mamish like the Achrayim, that they're Abanan by Megillah hold its only gift is the gift him, and then it's not being Metam Meisiyadai. And the male is very good, so this price will go exactly like the Rabbanan. But tesis here holds Faket. Tesis here holds if there is a Ksiva gift is the gift him, Avana will be Metam Meisiyadai. So Taisus here holds, he has a different teretz to Taisus Kasha there. Taisus Kasha there is that how could you say Megillah is not Matam Yisidayim only Ashurus? Eid is a ksiva of gift is the giftim. Taisus teretz there was, and that's not enough to Matam Yisidayim. Taisus teretz to our Taisus, no, I'm not enough to Matam Yisidayim. This Mishnah holds that there's no thing gift is the giftim. But this Taisus holds like this, that if Megillah is written B'chol Hashem, and now you have a din kiksavam. Kiksavam will only say that you have to be makir the lashon, but you still could write it. But you have to be makir the lashon, because if before kiksavam you could write in any lashon you want, now that we have kiksavam, that tells you have to be makir the lashon. All right, so it's still matam esiyadayim. There's still a din ksiva. That's what this says. Holds, even though it's not for everyone, but still a din ksiva. Sometimes you die. But Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that there is no din ksiva b'shal l'shainis. So he holds there's no din of giftis l'giftim. He holds that even if you don't know, even if you know the lashon, you're not yaitza, because soim and not nechtavim b'chol lashon. So giftis l'giftim is dafka according to the rabbanan, because they hold there's a ksiva b'chol lashon. Kiksavim tells you have to understand the lashon, but according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, there's no din ksiva. Kiksavim is not married by a ksiva. So in the end, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, there is no din of giftis l'giftim. Period. That's what this taisus holds. So Meili has a gemalda gakasha. Who is that saying in this price alike? According to the Rabbanan, Al Kapanim is a ding siva of giftus the giftim. Mitzad yen and ding siva, it should be mitam misiyadayim. Are you going to say maybe the Rabbanan hold Megillah is an exception and it's not even a ding siva of giftus the giftim? Then they should have put it together with Tefillin and Mezuzahs. And according to Shimon Gamliel, Al Kapanim Yevani is kasha l'kael. So that's what Taisus says. Meila. Our Teretz holds that according to Shimon Gamliel, there's a din of kiksavim, which tells you that Yevani is also possible for Megillah. Just like there are abundant darshan kiksavim, which tells you that you can only be yaitz if you know the language, Shimon Gamliel also darshan kiksavim, and he passels Yevani because of kiksavim. Now, Shimon Gamliel passels Yevani completely, according to this Teretz, because according to the Rabbanan, that you can do it b'chol lashon, and now you have kiksavim, it's mistarva, it's only if you don't know the lashon. But according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, that anyway you can only do it Ashuris in Yevanis. And Kiksavim passels Yevanis, Mistavim passels in Aganson. That's what you have to learn. Now Rav and Shmuel hold, no, The Rav Shlomo doesn't ask kiksavim, because like we said, Yevanus is kiksavim. So Rav Shmuel can't hold this teretz, because according to the Rabbanan, al kapanim works to gift them, and also I'll be matam esidayim. According to Rav Shlomo Gamliel, at least Yevanus will be matam esidayim. But this teretz holds that it wouldn't stem according to the Rabbanan, because this teretz holds the giftus to gift them would be matam esidayim. But at least it would stem according to Rav Shlomo Gamliel, because we're going to knock out Yevanus from kiksavim according to Rav Shlomo Gamliel. That's Rabbi Kneger's pshat. So according to Rabbi Kneger, there's two mahalchim in Taisus. According to Taisus Chesem and Beis, that would be like the Achreinim's pshat, that this teretz goes dafka according to the Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan really would hold that it's a din b'chol ashen. Kaksavim tells you that it's only giftus l'giftim, and because since it's only giftus l'giftim, it's only the makir nais l'ashen, it's not matami yadayim. That was last Taisus. That was Taisus Chesem and Beis. But Taisus here in Tesim and Aleph holds that if there's a ksiva of giftus l'giftim, it wouldn't be matam yisidayim. So can't stem with the Rabbanan hold this ksiva of giftus l'giftim. They didn't hold that Megillus totally can't be said any lashon, otherwise they'd put it together with tefillin and mezuzis. And if Shimon Gamliel, at least Yevani is good for Megillah like Rav and Shmuel say. Taisus says this doesn't hold like Rav and Shmuel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is reminded Yevani from Kuchsavim, and the male is Shimzer of Shimon Gamliel, and that's why it's not Matamis Yadayim, only Ashuri. I saw now the Ezi from Rav Shach, a myriad of Teres to Shtim the two Teres. And Rav Shach's Teres is very much, it's very much along the line of the Brisker Rav. And he says like this. He says, what Teres said earlier, that if it's only Kasha for Giftim, so male is not Matamis Yadayim, that stems with our tesis. That's going together with our tesis and it calls like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And the svara is like this. La'olam will say that even according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, there's a ksiva of giftus l'giftim. But that's not enough to matam misyadayim. And according to the Rabbanan, it's also only giftus l'giftim. But that would be enough to matam misyadayim. And the reason is very simple. According to the Rabbanan, before we had the pasuk of kaksavam, every ksav is good for Megillah, period. Now Kaksavim says that no, that if you're having it belaz, it's only good for the Makirim. But since every Sefer works b'chol lashon, and now Megillah, you're telling me, only works for the Makirim, so it's still a Sefer. Look, I mean, the Ikud din Sefer, you're not Mechalti Makirim and not Makirim. Every Sefer is good b'chol lashon. Megillah, the Chayvus Megillah is only for the Makirim. You need it for Pesumei Nisa, whatever it is. Ashuris is Pesumei Nisa, even without it, but other L'shanis is no Pesumei Nisa if you're not Makir. Fine. But that's not good than Sefer. Avala be Matam Yisiyadayim. When Taisus says that since it's not good only for the Makirim, it's not Matam Yisiyadayim, it's Dafka coined Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Svarim can be written B'chol Lashon. Megillah, he has an exception. Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees to gift is the gift. So Mel, it's still Matam Yisiyadayim. Rav Shimon Gamliel then holds that Svarim is not Nechtav B'chol Lashon. So Taisus has a kasha, but Megillah is an exception. Megillah is Nechtav Giftus L'Giftim. Taisus says, but according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, there, Hayais is really not a Sefer, but it has a new Ksiv of Giftus L'Giftim. That's not going to be Matam Yisiyadayim. So the Achrayim's kasha, that you anyway have a problem, what do we do with the Mishnah in the second parak? Who does that stem with? It doesn't stem with the Rabbanan. It doesn't stem with Shimon Gamliel. It doesn't stem with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are masking that you can only read Megillah if you know the language. They're masking to the Josh of Kuchsavim. But that won't affect them as you die in Lefila Rabbanan. That Taisa said earlier, that if it's only Mutl Makirim, that won't make Tumas Yudayim. That's only Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that you need Lashon Kodesh or Lashon Yevani. So then, when you have a Lashon Las, even though there's a Ksiva for the Makirim, but that's not going to be Matam Yudayim, still it's very good with the Brisker Rav. According to the Rabbanan, the Din Kisve Kodesh and Megillah is B'chol Lashon. That is the Din. Look, I'm Ksivas Megillah, you need Makirim. So it's not going to be Matam Yudayim. So it's Mishnah won't stem with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan would have had a hold this Matam Yudayim. Mitzad the Kisve Kodesh is fine. Mitzad the Megillah is a problem, you need Makirim. So that'll be Matam Yudayim. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Mitzad the Din Kisve Kodesh Be'etzim, you need Lashon Kodesh. Or Akupanim Lashon Yevani. So even though by Megillah you can have a kriya of Lazis Malaz, you can have a kriya of Giftus L'Giftim, that won't be Matam Yisiyadayim. So Taiz is asking a good kasha. Lamaisa the Mishnah won't stem with the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan Zicha hold that has a Din Sefer, even b'chalash, and otherwise would have put it together with tefillin and mezuzah. So according to Rabbanan, that there's a ksiv of giftus legiftim, it's right to the time they see a dayan. It's only a chsayin of Megillah that you need to make it a lashon. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, also won't stem, even though Rav Shimon Gamliel is good. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel, even though he holds there is a kriya of giftus legiftim, but that's what Taisa said earlier, dafka according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that even though it's a kriya of giftus legiftim, that won't make him a time they see a dayan. But according to Rav Shmuel, there's Yivani. Yivani is kashal lekayel. So that's what Taisa says. That Agamar is not going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Agamar is not going like Rav Shmuel. Agamar holds Rav Shimon Gamliel also dashes Kusavim, and since he dashes Kusavim, so Yivani is out also. And Rav Shmuel, I have to say, the Mishnah Yadayim is going Meshach Svarim and according to Yehuda. That's Meshach's Pshat in order to stem the two tests.